So the number of elephants is estimated to be somewhere in the order of 400,000 to 500,000 elephant across the across their range. What we've seen in particular is decreasing populations in Central Africa, Eastern Africa, Southern Africa, not so much. Western Africa, we've seen significant declines. So it's a little bit site-specific. Overall, we've continued to see the trends being such that the level of killing is exceeding the level of natural birth, so we're in overall decline. The poaching levels are far too high. They have leveled off a little bit, so the trends are not as steep as they were, but they're leveling off at far too high a level, at a level that's completely unsustainable. So there are ongoing efforts here. We are treating and encouraging states to treat wildlife crime as a serious crime. That is a serious crime in the same way as we treat illicit trade in narcotics or trafficking in persons or in arms, and to deploy the same sorts of tools, techniques and penalties that are used to combat other serious crimes, to use these tools, techniques and penalties to combat wildlife crime, because that's what's needed, especially when you're up against the organised criminal gangs and rebel militia we're confronting here.
Now, in countries like Zimbabwe, where there are serious shortages of resources, how do you implement that kind of thing?
We are doing what we can to help countries build capacity, access resources. We have created the International Consortium on Combating Wildlife Crime, a joint initiative of the CITES Secretariat, Interpol, UN Office of Drugs and Crime, World Customs Organization and World Bank. And we are accessing resources from the Global Environment Facility and from the World Bank and other multilateral and bilateral donors to offer assistance to countries, in particular frontline assistance, be it rangers in the field, be it police, be it customs, helping them develop the sort of skills they need to combat serious organised crime, such as controlled deliveries, where it's a technique used to combat other serious crimes where you don't seize the contraband, you track the contraband to find where it's going, you better resource rangers, you provide better access to forensic skills, etc. But the point you make is a legitimate one. Countries have stretched resources, and so we're putting great effort into providing additional technical, human and financial resources to countries to combat these serious crimes.
Thank you very much. And maybe you've got a message about what you are trying to conserve these days. Anything that you're focusing on?
So we are focusing on very strongly on combating the illegal trade in wildlife. So there's a very strong focus on the African elephant and on the rhino, also on the pangolin, which is a small anteater I've referenced. But we're also seeing high volumes of illegal trade in a number of timber species, including rosewood, that we're putting significant effort into. Equally, though, we're putting a lot of effort into assisting countries ensure that where they can trade and they wish to trade, that they're doing it legally and sustainably. So it's with the wool of the vicuña from Latin America, which is legally traded, where there are great benefits to local people and the animals themselves from this trade in the vicuña wool, significant increase in numbers of the vicuña, and great local employment and other benefits for local people. Also looking at sharks, we now regulate international trade in 5 sharks, in relation to their meat and their fins, to ensure that where there is trade, the science is done in a robust way, the legal acquisition finding is done well, there's better traceability. And for trade in other products such as the bark of the African cherry tree, it's found in Cameroon amongst other countries. The bark of this trade is used in medicine such as prostate medicine. It lands in places such as Switzerland, where the Secretariat's based. So we're working with countries like Cameroon with the International Tropical Timber Organization to help them do a sustainable harvest of this bark so that the opportunities to benefit from the bark of this tree are sustained over the longer term. So a lot of work on combating illegal trade, but also a lot of work in assisting countries, in particular developing countries, where they wish to trade in species that are Appendix 2 listed, the sharks, the vicuña, the African cherry, etc., to enable them to do the good science and the good legal acquisition and the traceability that's needed to sustain such trade.